Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. We're a live current events program, issue-oriented. Here Monday through Friday, and Monday through Thursday is hard news. Friday is Learning University, so join us for that on Friday. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and we've already been introduced 17 times this show, so now we have Steve Paisley-Jordahl.
Good morning and afternoon, everybody.
Good morning and afternoon for those listening on the East Coast or internationally, who've already passed the...
good evening in Russia.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you know somebody in Russia? Do you know Russian?
I do not know Russian.
What were you doing right there?
Oh, I was speaking English with a Russian accent. I did know a couple when I was in Colorado. I had some friends who adopted some Russian orphans, and by this time they were like teenage girls, and so we'd like occasionally get together on New Year's Eve and play bunko and that kind of stuff. And they were at the table, and they said something in a Russian accent, but it was English, and they don't have a Russian accent normally, but they said it there. I said, "Is that Russian?" Because I didn't know all this time. I can really speak Russian, can I?
So they said, like, "Mudgorning."
That's right, like that. I don't know. They were joking around because they've been in.
Probably the best way to learn Russian is just watch old James Bond movies.
There you go.
That may be the best way to learn that language. Hey, listen, just real quickly, we were talking about the fact that Nikki Haley was on last night, Fox News Town Hall. Ron DeSantis was on last night, and Donald Trump will be on tonight. Fox News doing a back-to-back-to-back with the candidates vying for the Iowa caucus, the Republican Party. Anyway, we have a clip. It's 26 seconds long, and we were talking about what Governor DeSantis had said about the FBI and the trust in the FBI, and anyway, play that clip.
On day one, you'll have a new director of the FBI. You're going to have new people in the Department of Justice. I'm going to take parts of those agencies. I'm going to move them out of D.C. So if an FBI agent is going after parents going to school board meeting, I'm firing those people. If the FBI is colluding with big tech to censor dissent in this country, I'm firing those people. If the FBI is passing around memos saying observant Catholics are potential terrorists, I'm firing those people. So there's going to be a reckoning.
The sound there was, that's what I could, I pulled the sound this morning, and that's the only clip I could find in the time allotted somewhere. But
I think we get the point.
Yeah.
Well, Ron DeSantis was speaking from the car where Jenna Ellis was in the parking lot. That's why they sounded
similar. That was a good one, Ed.
It sounded kind of similar.
That was a good one, Ed.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is here that I don't see anywhere in the Constitution or where federal agencies have to necessarily, Ed, be located in Washington, D.C. Why can't they be, like Governor DeSantis is talking about, he'll move the FBI out of Washington, D.C.?
Well, and I've heard President Trump say the same thing, that I think the frustration in terms of moving departments out, the Department of Interior, we're going to move that to Wyoming or something. I don't know.
Trump's not moving the FBI, though.
No, he said, as somebody pointed out in the first hour, that he's wanting to build a new palatial place in Washington, D.C. The frustration is with the power being aggregated in D.C. So you have the federal government growing bigger and bigger with more and more authority, usurping authority and power. And the hope is that if you break that up, in other words, you don't have all that concentrated power in D.C., maybe that will undermine this authority grab. I'm not sure it'll work, but
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
with moving it out, I think dispersing it, physically dispersing the federal government would be a good thing.
Absolutely.
Because what happens is you get this, as you're saying, you get this growing bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., and it's part of what's described as the deep state, because a lot of these people, they all think alike, and most of them are liberal Democrats.
And they all interact on a daily basis.
Yes.
And reinforce.
Yes, and they're the ones who control. Yes, and they're the ones who control these agencies.
And they hire and they hire people within their camp too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they live there for 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right.
So I think it'd be a great idea to take some of these agencies, like Governor DeSantis is talking about, with the FBI and moving them out to. He said, I think he said, you know, move them. So I don't know where all he said move them, but you can move them anywhere in the U.S.
You could move the Department of Transportation to to Michigan somewhere, and plus it would be a boon economically for the states. It would no doubt change the politics of Virginia. Because now you've got a lot of these people who work in D.C. They're all liberals, and they all occupy Northern Virginia. Might change some of the politics in Maryland. I mean, to me, it's at least a good first step.
I did find President Trump's response to this idea odd, given his contentious relationship with the FBI. President Trump said, quote, on his Truth Social about a week or two weeks ago, he said the FBI headquarters, I'm quoting President Trump right here, the FBI headquarters should not be moved to a faraway location, but should stay right where it is in a new spectacular building in the best location in our now crime-ridden and filthy, dirty, graffiti-scarred capital, end of quote there. So, I don't know why President Trump's in favor of building the FBI's, quote, spectacular new building in D.C. when at the same time they're the ones he says are going after him. So
keep your enemies close, your friends close, your enemies closer.
Yes.
I guess.
Steve Bannon, who
rarely criticizes President Trump, did on that one. He said, no way. Should we be rewarding the FBI with a spectacular new building? Anyway, go ahead, Steve. What do you got for us?
All right. TEI, Today's Issues, presents headlines you really don't want to ever hear.
Okay.
The New York Times has an article out that says the end of the all-male, all-white cockpit. Airlines are struggling to find enough pilots to diversify a profession that has been resilient to change. I never want to see a headline that says airlines are struggling to find pilots if I have to fly.
Well, listen, I have not read that article. I don't have a problem with women flying planes, or I certainly don't have a problem with, you know, having a diverse, you know, community of pilots as long as they are qualified to fly a plane.
Right.
You know, but I don't want someone being in the cockpit just because they're a woman. If they don't
they're not going to be. And Wesley can comment on this too. But the reason I'm saying it is these airlines are not going to hire people that aren't competent and to do their job, and aren't well qualified to do their job, because you can't put a person in a cockpit who's marginal. And just because they're a right color or right gender or they have a right pronoun, because you have one accident, crash, and that's what it comes out that the pilots were
diversity hires.
You know,
yeah,
were diversity hires. It's the end of that airline.
What airline was that?
This was the New York Times article is about the industry.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the reason that
what are they saying? What's the article? What's the point of the article? So go ahead, Wesley, after Steve.
The subheadline is airlines are struggling to find enough pilots to diversify a profession that has been resistant to change. Not, I agree with you about they need to be, if there's enough qualified people of any color, it doesn't matter. And if you have two equal people and you want to hire a person of color to diversify, fine. But the fact that they're saying they're having trouble finding these people, that scares me a little bit, but.
Well, and Dad, I would hesitate to say that they wouldn't do that, because we've done that in law enforcement. We've done that in the military. We've done that. We've done that everywhere else. Now, to your point, I think one lawsuit would be the end of that particular airline, if that was a case that came out. But college campuses have done that.
You can do that where it's basically inconsequential or hard to measure. Yeah, but an airplane go down, and you learn that you got a person in there just because they're a minority of some kind, But they were 51st in a class of 55.
That's right.
But excuse the pun, that's not going to fly.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, in the real world, it's the same reason the NBA doesn't have white guys.
Or short guys.
Or as many.
Well, they
have a few white guys.
Let me just say this. The NBA has a few white players. Why is that, Tim? Because the black players are better, Tim. Right. And they can prove it on the floor, right?
Right.
Okay. And I don't know why that is exactly, but that's just a fact. Okay. So you pay the professional athletes based on what they can do. In baseball, it's mostly it's a lot of Hispanics.
Right.
They're better at baseball than whites or blacks. In a percentage way of looking at it. So in those professional sports, you just look at what happens. You look at the results, and you say, well, this player is better than that player. I don't care what color he is,
right,
or isn't. Okay? And so that's what people want to see. They want to see excellence, whatever the endeavor is. So if you have pilots, and most of them are white guys who came out of the Air Force, what does it matter? Who cares? As long as they're competent and they can do the job. And if they score better than people of other colors and people of other identities, so be it. Who cares? That's just the way it is. And so I think this whole diversity thing is overstated and overrated. And you need to hire people. Listen, when you go to the doctor, any profession, but especially you go to the doctor and you have something seriously wrong with you, do you say, you know what, I hope I get a diversity student here to be looking at my liver?
Right.
No, you don't, huh? You don't care. You go, I want the best. I want somebody who knows what to do, and I don't care if they're a male or female or if they are black or white or green. I don't care.
Right.
Just want the best at that profession. So,
well,
a lot of the diversity, this diversity stuff that's being promoted, only works in places that it's hard to measure. Okay.
Sure.
It's hard to measure. Go ahead, Steve.
Well,
what were you going to say?
And regardless of how far they go down this route, because apparently they're going to attempt it, because every other area of America has either attempted it or done it. So, regardless how far they get in it, we have evidence throughout the last 20 or 30 years that backfires, and it doesn't.
What backfires?
What backfires is hiring people based on
right.
diversity,
right.
equity, and inclusion.
Look that, no further right. than
and certainly don't want
over,
them in the cockpit
over,
of a jet.
Oh yeah, over their abilities.
Look no further right. than Joe Biden's cabinet.
I'm like Steve. If two people are equal,
yeah.
at a particular job, and a company wants to say, hey, we need more people of different backgrounds or different, that would be a good thing for our company. Okay.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about you don't put somebody in a position above somebody who's more qualified just because of their gender or their ethnicity.
Correct.
What I'm saying.
And I
would
also just say, let me just toss in a little something here and then go back to you, Steve. I'm just telling you, when I order a pizza, okay, I'm just bringing it to what's important to me. I want a good taste in pizza. I don't care who makes it. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
You guys see what I'm saying?
I do. And I smell, I taste what you're
saying. That's right. On the other hand, I don't care if the local pizza parlor, wants to do this DEI thing. But if they put a pizza out by one of their diversity hires that doesn't taste good, if it's not the right kind of marinara sauce, I'm not coming back.
Nope.
There you go.
All right.
The reason I brought up that story was because the airlines are having a little bit of a tough time other places these days. Alaska Airlines was and United did some inspections after an Alaska Airline flight was flying in midair. The door fell out.
Right.
Just fell off the plane, and they were, as the Babylon Bee said, they have new extended view seats now.
Oh man!
But nobody was hurt.
They were at like 20,000 feet
were,
or something like.
They were, but it doesn't stop there. They did some inspections and they found other jets where this particular bolt that holds the door on was loose. They grounded all of these 737 MAX 9 planes, so they can get the screwdrivers and the wrenches out and tighten the bolts.
So somebody's out of a job.
I would. think that somebody's going to get a talking
to. Depending if it's a union job. Sometimes, sometimes it's hard to fire.
Or if it's a DEI hire.
Yes, that's right. So
duly noted. You know, can you imagine being in a jet? I don't know what. I think they were 17, 20,000 feet up in the air. And a window blows out. It was a window panel, right?
It's a door. It was one of the emergency exits.
Oh, it was the whole door.
Quote, a plug door, end quote.
And a teenager had his had his shirt ripped off. Did you guys hear that?
Did you see pictures of this?
I'm looking at pictures of it when it's on the ground as they're investigating. Okay. It's a door-sized hole.
Well, there's a door. I say there is that the listeners can see it.
But I want to know where that door landed.
I'm watching the I'm looking at a picture of the door.
Well, that was Alaska Airlines.
Yeah. And the Babylon Bee headline is Alaska Airlines adds new scenic view seat for $30 upgrade fee.
Nobody got sucked out of the plane.
Portland, Oregon is where the door landed.
Took off from Portland, Oregon, and that door went somewhere. It's got to be. Did it land on someone's roof, because we would have heard about that. But
do you know that they have found two cell phones that fell to the ground from that height, that was sucked out of the airplane, still working?
Yes.
Now, that's a cell phone company. That whoever made that cell phone needs to use that as their advertisement.
No kidding.
That's right.
Huh?
If your phone ever gets sucked out of an Alaska Airlines plane, you can
rest
assured it'll still be working.
If it lands on the ground, it's going to be working. You can find it with Find Your Phone.
There you go. And Find My – right. That's right. It'll ping.
Well, I just took my rule of if it's closer than an eight-hour drive, I'm going to drive. If it's further than 8 hours, I fly.
Yeah.
I just shrunk that. If I can drive at all,
yes,
I'm going to drive.
So just one more reason for you, Wesley, not to fly.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah. But if it's a 10-hour flight, you're willing to risk being sucked out of the airplane.
That's right.
Right?
No. I'm expanding it. It's going to have to be more than 10 now. I went from 8 to 10.
Oh, more than 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm driving if it's 10 now.
All right. I think that was a new plane, and so they got to fix that, obviously.
Yeah.
I just thought if you're an Alaskan Airlines competitor airline, you just flights where you guarantee you won't be sucked out of.
Yeah, you just say our planes,
right,
will land just the way they took off with all parts.
I would use that as a
That might be a good idea.
All right, next story, Steve.
All right, tell me if you think this is a good idea. The state of Florida is considering a law, HB1, which means it's top priority for their legislature, the way they do those things, to restrict access to social media platforms for anyone under age 16. Good
when
idea?
You say restrict, what does it say?
They need age verification. They will not give any access to people over 16, under 16, and they will purge all accounts of minors under 16 that exist. So basically,
I don't know. That's proposed legislation.
It is
for Florida, I don't know when they go into session. I think they go into session pretty soon. I don't know. We'll have to see how that works. I don't know. I don't know how that works exactly. Go ahead, Ed.
I was going to say, I generally lean against the government expanding its reach into people's lives. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not sure how I feel about this. I need to read some more. I do like the idea of forcing social media companies to purge all the information they're gathering on people under 16 and not allowing them to collect information on someone under 16. I'm not sure it's the government's job. I really think it's parents' job to monitor the social media.
Yeah.
Now, maybe parents just feel overmatched and unable to figure out what their kids are doing. I don't know. That's one of those things where I'm just going to have to see what the arguments are. What do you, Wesley, you still got young kids?
What's the question?
All right, so Florida's law about...
It's not a law.
Well, it's proposed...
The bill.
Proposed bill to restrict the access to social media of those 16 and under. So you would not be able to access social media at all. If you're
16 or under,
yeah.
Oh man, that's hard for the reasons you just mentioned. To your point, I think when it comes to things like that, that should be the parents' discretion, and the parents would obviously, you know, be able to monitor things like that. Now, if things that are on there are pornographic, obviously that should be
right.
Or if there's anything in there that meets a certain level of violent, you know, whether that's rated R or X or whatever, those types of things, obviously, I think those should be removed from the ability of the person 16 and under
yeah.
to be able to access. But as far as just social media in general, I believe that should be left up to the parents, just like them use of a cell phone, the use of the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
The parents should be able to monitor that. The more that we put in, at first on its face, I'm like, my first reaction is, well, that's good because they're 16 under. But
yeah.
on the other hand, the more room that we give for the government, the less responsibility the parents will own
right.
over time. And that's the reason we've done we've seen a lack in responsibility for the breakdown of the family has left a huge role, has left a huge gap in parents delegating their personal responsibilities of raising their children to
yeah.
the government, to education, to other things. We don't need them to do so in this area either.
Yeah.
That's my opinion on that. Since you asked.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dad, what do you think about that, huh? That was a good answer.
I agree with you, Fowlers.
Hey, Fowlers.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
All right.
Next story, Steve.
Let's end here. I saw this. This is trending on my my Twitter feed, and I thought it was interesting. What phrase makes your eyes roll the minute you hear it?
Oh, shouldn't answer that out loud.
What?
I'll tell you what does for me.
Yeah?
When I hear somebody say at the end of the day 17 times.
Right. There you go.
In about a 5-minute conversation, they'll say. But you know what? I have something that I say all the time that I don't even recognize.
I'm missing.
Annoys people, I'm sure.
Oh, huh?
You know, at the end of the day.
Huh?
Oh, that's it?
Is that what I say?
No, I just didn't understand.
You do the huh thing a lot. Like you said, we all have something. My son, yeah. He'll say right. He'll be speaking on it right.
Yeah.
I've got stuff, but Steve, you asked that question for a
right.
reason.
Yes,
well,
sir.
No, I just here's some examples that they gave. I have one, but some examples that they gave are my pronouns are.
Oh, yeah.
Eyes will roll.
Yeah.
Democracy is at stake.
Yeah.
The science is settled. Mine is pay their fair share. When I hear that, my eyes roll immediately. I know
right.
what's coming
what
on.
What about follow the science?
Follow the science would be another one. That would be a good one. Follow your heart is one that they.
Follow your heart.
Follow your
heart. That's
or,
it.
Or fur baby. Someone said their eyes roll when they hear
follow
fur
your
baby.
Truth.
Did you get one of the things that you don't like?
My mind's going in a different direction now because these are more of the in the realm of politics.
Yeah,
some of them.
Yeah, some of them.
Well, listen, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Is that really yours, Dad? I didn't know that.
No,
I think we all.
Do you say that at the end of the day?
No, he didn't like. He didn't like hearing that.
But
that was,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I've talked to people and they'll have a conversation. For
okay, I've got one before the show ends.
What?
How about this one? Our ice cream machine is broken.
Oh, that's it. That's mine.
And
that's
and mine. What company might that be in?
Goodness gracious.
All right.
McDonald's.
All right. I've thanks for joining. Thanks, Steve, Ed, Wesley, and Fred Jackson for being on with us. And our producer, Brent Creeley. Also, let's see, Jenna Ellis was on with us. Listen, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.